DW.
The coronavirus pandemic has left many people in dire situations, and not just those who catch the virus. That's especially true in some of Africa's poorest countries, like the desert nation of Niger. Measures put in place to control the virus, like lockdowns and border closures, have drastically driven up prices for basic foods, as well as seeds and fertilizers. Some essentials are almost impossible to get hold of. But the majority of the population relies on agriculture for their livelihoods, says Mohamed Rissa. He's president of an NGO in Niger focused on development.
The coronavirus pandemic has hit Niger at a time when the country was already in a health emergency and a security crisis. Most people here have been reliant on international aid for years. Now the coronavirus crisis has made everything worse. Most aid organizations have had to stop working due to the situation.
Charities like Oxfam have warned that around 50 million people in West Africa could be facing famine this summer. On top of that, Niger's security situation is fragile at best. The terrorist group Boko Haram is active in the south of the country, while in the west, on the border to Mali, criminal militias have launched repeated attacks. Poor countries like Niger simply do not have the means to tackle the pandemic and its impact. The nation is also a hotspot for migration. Many people making their way to Europe are now stranded there, creating an extra burden for the country's already limited resources. During the pandemic, anti-government protests like this one in Algeria have fallen silent. The lockdown has spelled an end to the mass demonstrations, which had been the protest movement's most powerful weapon against the repressive regime. Many Algerians feel the coronavirus crisis has been all too convenient for the government. Activist Moussa Naït Amara says the political situation has worsened.
The new Algerian President Tebboune's promises to us are more arbitrary, absolutist, and repressive than ever. It's like a North Korea in North Africa.
Activists in Algeria are reporting a rise in arrests and violence. It's a similar picture in other countries like Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation. Since the lockdown, many people there have complained of a surge in police violence and brutality. That's been echoed by Nigeria's National Commission for Human Rights, which has published a report making serious allegations.
We discovered that there were a total of about 105 incidents of violation that were recorded. And out of this number, extrajudicial killings were 18. We feel there's a disproportionate use of force and abuse of power and corruption and non-adherence to international and national human rights laws and best practices by the law enforcement agents.
When the report came out, many people on social media were saying that security forces had killed more people than the coronavirus itself. Elsewhere, security forces are failing to help as terrorist attacks are on the rise, as they have been in Mali.
They came into the village at 5 in the morning and started killing people. They killed 7 people, including my husband and older brother. We've had enough. I'm here with my children. We don't know what to do. We need help.
Binta Sagara has fled the city of Gao in northern Mali. Her story reflects those of millions of others in the Sahel region who face a constant risk from terrorist attacks. But experts say that countries already struggling to cope have had to switch their attention to battling the coronavirus. Lockdowns and bans on large groups have severely hindered the ability of security forces to act. Now, terrorist groups are capitalizing on the pandemic's disastrous effect on the economy, using the situation to recruit new members who are desperate for money. Security expert Dario Cristiani from the German Marshall Fund in Washington fears the corona crisis could have far-reaching effects for years to come.
In the longer term, there might be some changes depending on the actual economic impact of this crisis on European countries, for instance. Like in Europe, we will see a significant reduction in defense expenditure for several countries, and there might be little appetite for military engagement.
Many African countries have been lifting some of their coronavirus restrictions over the past few weeks, but that's not because the infection rates are falling. They aren't. The fact is, the economic and humanitarian losses are already too much for many of these countries to bear.
DW.